Suvos Yudzen Yel Haytov Shimim Aleph, September
16, 1981, on Wednesday. So what does the Gemara say here? That Lifichok Choso Hadeziv says Lifichok Choso Hu Cholo Hu Oishe Choso Hi Oishe Pirsa Nido Imayla Mizenes. Why? Because he's anonymous. When is Mechoyev Mizenes? If he's not anonymous in his failure to be Kenezer. But if he's anonymous in his failure to be Kenezer, so then he's not Mechoyev Mizenes. So it appears, all right, so Cholohu, Cholsohi. So we understand, because it's extremely difficult to get married if one of them is sick. Not that it's physically impossible, it's possible, but it's difficult. But Pirsanito, why can't the suing take place while she's a nido? So, Ikeli Alephu in Hoche. So Rabbi Yisif is Migash. This is the Rambam's, the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. So he deduces from this Gemara that Nisuni cannot be teifes in an Nido. Kedushin can be teifes in an Nido, but Nisuni not. Oish appears in Nido, Iko di Yalut von Ho, Bichu pehan in Yichu. Ulifichok, kish appears on Nido, Viloiboal, Asuo li Nisiach. אסור לנסיעה, כי לאמרים לכמה, דהו יושן בין האנושים, ואישתי נשאינו בין האנושים, ולאו בסרופי, ומשמוכן המייל מזנס, ואם יסד יחוק אליו אני יחוד, לא מן המייל מזנס, ואוחד זה לנישואים, ולפי זה אין מכניס נסעקה לו, לחופה עד שכיתות. So some mention the riot from this Gemara, here the Gemara says, that if the color is Pirsa Nido. And so even though the 12-month period has expired, so he doesn't become a Pirsa Mizenes as a result of his failure to marry her. Why? Because she's a Nido. So it's a riot that you cannot be Nisei a Nido. Why not? So the Ran mentioned some Rishenim because they hold that Chupe is Yichud. What is Chupe? Chupe is Yichud. And if the kala is in Ido, so then it's also in Siachet. True, the aloche is, there is a special aloche, that the Baal B'Ish the Ido is mutar in Siachet. Otherwise, it would be impossible. I mean, for a husband to live with his wife, unless there are other people who are living with them. But, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin says, Suga Bashisham. So, in other words, there is no Issa Yichud between Baal and B'Ish the Ido. But when do we apply the aloha of Suga Bashishan, that the Baal B'Ish the Nido is allowed to be Nisiachi? That is only if he already was Baal Bilas Mitzvah. But before he was Baal Bilas Mitzvah, so then he is also Nisiachi. So Mimele, some Rishenim say, from this Gemara there is a riot that there is a raya that chupe is yichud. Because here the Gemara says, if the kala is Pirsa Nido, so then he is considered an anonus, and in his failure to marry her on the due day, why not? If chupe means what is called the Rosh Niyodo chupe, and there is such a shit as a Rishenim, it's not just that people call it chupe, you know, the canopy. The canopy over the chosen and the kale, so even if he's an ego, this kind of chuppah can be realized. So why is he anonymous? Let him marry her. So the answer is that chuppah is yichud. And even though Baal B'Ish the Nido is mutatum nisiachei, but that's only after Bilas Mitzvah. But prior to Bilas Mitzvah, we don't apply the din of Suga B'Shishan. So Mimele, he cannot be neiser, because it's also. Now, according to this pshat, now, the Shinkobetz is, וזהו לשם. תלמיד רבי, מדברים עם די פירסו נידו אינם מיילו למזיינס, שמיינו הם שעושו ליסו בידי נידו, מפני שעושו להסייח איתמו, ואף על פי שבלידו אחרס מותרס להסייח איתם בעלו, נידו קל לו אסור. Because mitte shmitech shekhivo har be mishloch gedol so the loy mi poye kishini do shaso atu kongi shna maso atte shifigasyon mikin so to vol mi nose i su shezdi na bido i mi shidin si dam mi rabon hezdi na bido anyway di ye shloch is di achim so kosh mi di da baba so he says Vada, the coach meeting, even Stam Ikalo, if he didn't count Zayin Kin, so then with Rabbonon she's a aloche of Nido, because maybe Machmas Chimut, she was Reh Dam. But if she's a real Nido, so certainly it's Osa to make Nisui, because Nisui means Yehud, and prior to Bilas Mitzvah, so Ibal, Bishte, Nido, is Osea, who is Yachid. Who Yoshim bin Anoshim, vihi Yishenino bin Anoshim. Vadai, so then Talmud Rabbeinu says, Vadai hoyu anisuin teipsi, do kanyon yesh chupo lipsuets, vichidu lipsu yishin loheta leilom chupo keine, kol shim bizeis, she yesh loheta lachazman. Now there is a machlekes in Yivomez, Now, in order to understand this Gemara, you have to be aware of the whole machlekes in Yevomes Daf Nun Zayin between Rav and Shmuel, whether yesh chupa lipsuleis or in chupa lipsuleis. Psuleis means kein godel shehichmis almono baskein lechupa. A kein godel is not allowed to take an almono. Suppose he was keinis an almono lechupa v'libo alel u'mikor enamo lekicho. So the aloha is now. Atul hoche pasle mitrume di binashi. Di chupe ki knisas biule dami. Now the aloha is that if someone, so if a king godo, let's say, a king godo is not allowed to marry an almoni. Suppose a king godo married an almoni, even loibor, so of course, if he's boiler, so then she becomes nifselom alecha bitruma midrais. But suppose he can go to marry an almone and loy boiler. So she's not nifselom midrais in alecha bitruma, but with rabbonon, even if he just married her, even though loy nivalo, so she becomes nifselom alecha bitruma. So the shayla is, suppose, so yeish chupa lipsulis. So whether there is a to someone that is possible, can go to shirich misalmon baskein lechupa, v'ribol u'mikor enamo lekicho, afil hoche pasle mitrume di binashe. Trume nashe means she's baskein, so a baskein is allowed to eat truma. So the question is if a king got married a baskein and we bore so can that nisuin, which is oser, because the king god is not allowed to marry an almoni, can is that nisuin takes? So Rav says yesh chupa lipsuleis, u'Shmuel omar ein chupa lipsuleis, because Shmuel shita is that in view of the fact that nisuin are asureis, king god balmono, so the male the nisuin is not takes. Nisuin is not a face in the niche of the Zasor. In regard to Dushin, so the Aloch is that Dushin tapes in the Chayavla, only Chayavich Chris is not. Gott hat den Laden durch die Steifes. Gott nicht zu ihm. Er kommt der Schmuel ist nach Teifes in Psoes. Psoes with a pay. That means someone initial that is a sorted. Like in Godel the Almond. So Rav says, Yeish Chupoli Psoes. And Shmuel Omar, Ein Chupoli Psoes. Why? Because, why does Shmuel say in Chupoli Psoes? Because inasmuch as the chupa is not holy beyond, because he's also lobby aleo, king of the Balmono, so a chupa that is not holy beyond, so is not atheist. And Rav says that even a chupa that is not holy beyond, let's say by psulates, so is also atheist. Is also atheist. Now here, here we pass like Rav, that Yesh Chupa Lipsoletz. Now we'll soon come, we'll discuss that Gemara again. So Talmid Rabbi Yehne says, Midam Rinon di Pirsa Nido in Mayol on Mizenes, Shmayinon Shosho Liso Beide Nido, Mifne Shosho Lis Yachidimo. Viav Opish Nida Acheres Miteres Lis Yachidim Bailo, Nido Kalo, it means before Bilas Mitzle, Asurosh Miter Shichvivolov, Harbe Yishloch Vigolov. So you are afraid lest Yitzchak talk it. V'loy mi boyek, shnid shasur ala, kilo kolin shanam asur, mid rabono. So he says, vadai, hoyu anisuin tepsi. So v'chatchile, so he's not allowed to be neisei in Nido. Because nisuin means yichud, and if she is a Nido, so he's also misyachay. So, but suppose he was misyachay, which is nisuin, so he is doing a Nisan Rabbanon, but the Nisan is the Ives, and the best Rai is that even by Almona the King Godel, where she'll always be a Sorbehen, she'll never become a Teres. So we pass it like Rav, that Yeshchop HaLipsule is. Alachaskamo Vechamo, by Nido, where after the Tfiloh, after the Zion Nikim, and after the Tfiloh, she'll do a Teres, so certainly then she'll be a Teres. In other words, and many Rishayim say that even according to Shmuel, who says, Ein Chupa Lipsulei, so that's only in the case of King Godel Baal Mono, where it's never conducive to beer. It's never Chosele beer. Masha'im came, Baal Bish the Nido, so today she's a Nido, and a week later she's not a Nido. So Memele, so even Shmuel will be made that Nisuin is famous. So Rabbeinu mentions the Raya from this Gemara since the Gemara says Pirso Nido, so in my Mizein is why, because it's an onus, why is it an onus? Let him be Neser. The answer is Nisui means Yehud and is not allowed to be Misyachet, so it's only Osea, so since it's Osea, so maybe it's an onus, but Nisui in the Eved is Tefes. That's the Shita of Talmud Rabbi Yehi. And when the Ram mentions Sikha the Yahweh from Yehoche, the Chupa and Yichud, so that's the Shita of Talmud Rabbi Yehi. The Rambam Shita, however, the Rambam goes much further than Talmud Rabbi Yehi. Talmud Rabbi Yehi says he's not allowed to be Neisei in Nido. But if he was Neisei, so it's effective. The Rambam Shita is, even if he was Neisei, it's not effective. Since it's not really beyond, since it's not really bio, so mele, it's not effective. Not effective. So the question is, but the Rambam himself passes that Yesh Chupal Yitzulim is like Rav, and over there it's much more. It's never really bio. Here, she is really bio, but several days later. So since the Rambam himself passes that King Godel Baal Mono, so Chupa is Teifes, Allah has come and Mechamo b'Nido, but still the Rambam Shiti is that by Nido, so Nisuyim is not Teifes. Now again, so the Rambam also deduces this Aloche from our Gemara. But whereas Talmid Rabbi Yehi, so they deduce that our Gemara says is an onus, because it's Osa, but Teifes it is, so the Rambam Shiti is no. Why is it anonymous? Not only because it's Osa. It's Osa also. But apart from the Isa, as far as the Isa is concerned, so the Isa Und hier holt wurde nie da irgendwie besprochen, was mit zwei Sonnen mit Rabbonen, mit Reisen, mit Zöpfen in der Tosser, mit Reisen der Kunde, die Distinction between prior to Bilas Mitzvah and subsequent to Bilas Mitzvah. So it's only in Rabbonen. And here the Rambam Shite is, that mit Reisen it's not a place in the Ebel. Why? Because it's not Chosel Bia. It's not Chosel Bia. So the question is, so why does the Rambam pass that why does the Rambam pass that Yesh Chupa Mitzvot? Now the Rambam mentions that Aloche several times. But let's see the Rosh Rambam in the few Yechasishes, Aloche Aloche. Ha'arusso ha'asuro l'vailam d'vaseitri. Kolz man shi b'isoguro. Ve'abu ala rusosit b'ischomot maknes in the Marcus. Ve'afil yin kicho b'bio. Osu l'yobi omelo b'yoshio b'isoguro. Ha'chi yobi eiso yisir b'isei v'yisiyachi d'umo v'yafisenu. V'yichud zehu ha'anik ho'kiso l'chukum. As a matter of fact, there are several shittes. What is chuppah? There are so many shittes. Some rishonim say that chuppah means yichud. What yichud? Yichud in the sense of being with the chosin the kala and misyachid. Then the shittes of the Rami is that chuppah is not yichud. But chuppah means bibeisi shonidor, that is reference to a nisur. It means if the chosin took the kala to his home. Now, usually, if he takes her to his home, so there's yichud too. But it does not necessarily have to involve yichud. Let's say he takes her to her home and he has 1,000 people at home. So, but he took her already to his own. So yichud, the element of yichud is still lacking. But according to Ram, nisuin is realized. In other words, if he brings her, if he's machnis eiso l'seir beise, to live with her, even though the element of yichud is still there, that's the shita of the Rambam. The shita of the Rambam is that nisuin consists of both elements, yichud and bringing her to her beise. And bringing her to her beise. In other words, the way it is customary today, that after the nisuin, so the chosin and the kale go into a room, the yichud room. So according to Talmud Ramayana, it's nisuin. According to the Ram and according to the Rambam, is it nisuin or it's not nisuin yet? Because according to the Ram, is when he's machnis or he's yerbeisei. And according to the Rambam, there are two elements in nisuin: yichud and machnis or he's yerbeisei. But that's going to the hotel in a room. So it could conform to Shittes Rambam and Shittes Rambam. If the chosin will rent out, himself will rent out, let's say, that room for a certain time, so then it's also a service. Service doesn't mean that the nisuin is only when he brings out the service, he's permanent of. And suppose he rents a room in the hotel for several days, and then he moves into an apartment. So the nisuin will only take place when he moves into his permanent apartment. In other words, he has to be machnis her l'seir beisei, but it doesn't have to be the permanent beisei. But in order to conform to the Shittes Rambam, Shittes Ram, it would be necessary that not the father of the kale should pay for the room, for the yichud room, but the chosin should pay. Otherwise, it wouldn't constitute nisuin according to the Shittes Ram. And according to the shita of the Rambam, but it would constitute nisuin according to the shita of Talmid Rabbi Yehi. That means it. So we have so far. I mentioned three shitas. The shita of Rabbi Yehi is that nisuin means plain yichud, ordinary yichud. The shita of the Rambam is it means machnis l'seir beisei, even without yichud, even if there are 1,000 people in his house. So it is soon. The moment he brought her to his house to stay there with him, so even though there are 1,000 people still in the house, so she's considered an Isur. And then the sheet of the Rambam is both. So he says, Va'apiru in kitcha b'bio, also we love the Lord, b'yo shio, b'yo b'yo, achi yo b'yo, so he says, v'yi say, v'yi siyach edimo v'yat b'senore. V'yi chud ze, hu amikro kniso v'chupo, v'yi hu amikro nisuyin b'chol moki. V'yabo, oh, achi yo b'yo, so he says, v'yi say, v'yi siyach edimo, v'yat b'senore. In other words, the Rambam mentions three expressions. Yo b'yo, so he says, v'yi say, In other words, three elements he mentions in Yisroel. Yobo Yisrael Beisei, V'yisyachid Dimo, V'yachisano. That's these three elements constitute Yisroel. And then, V'yichud Zehu Amikho Kniso V'chupo V'amikho Nisroel Chomot. Then there is the Shilis HaRishayni, that Chupo is what is called Rosh Miyodim Chupo. What do we call Chupo? The canopy under which the Kedushin and the Sheva Broches are recited. So that's the Shilis HaRishayim. The Ramon mentions that. So that's already a fourth Shilis as to what constitutes Nisuyin. The canopy. The canopy. Then there is a Shilis HaRishayim, that's the fifth Shilis. The Tchupay is what we call the Bedeko. In other words, that is Yetzis in Umo, that the Chosin pulls down the veil on the face of the coward. I mean, so how? That's why we have the meaning of bedekum. So the question is, so then the bedekum should be after the Kedushin. Why are we accustomed to have the bedekum before the Kedushin? So that's a kasha. But anyway, so but that's the reason as to why we have the meaning of the bedekum. In other words, but those Rishonim who say that this is chuppah, so they only say that's a chuppah by psulo, not by almono. So in other words, you don't have a bedeku when an almono gets married, you don't have a bedeku. No, if that constitutes nisuyin, so there shouldn't be any difference between a psulo and almono, but that's the way it is. According to the shite, that yeitzi b'inumo, in the veil, down, so that's nisuyin. So it's only by psulo, not by almon. And then there is another shilis harishayim. One second. Then there is another shilis harishayim that chupo consists when the chosn and the kale eat together, and they sit next to each other. So that's the chupo. So I mean, according to that shite, so the practice that prevails among some Hasidim, that even at the wedding, the chosn sits among the men and the kala sits among the women, so that practice does not conform to that shite, to that shite of Hashem. But most Hashem say that chupo either consists of yichud or of achnosom yisir beisei, or of both together. The other shite is that chupo means the canopy. That's a few shittes rishayim, but in Rosh Miyodom, we call that chup. All right, anyway, so the Rambam says, V'abol ha'usosi u'shin nisui, acha shekicho mishiyarebo, kono v'nasis nisuo, v'ari ishte l'chodom. Kibu shenichpiso ha'arusa l'chupo, hari zumutades lo v'yoleo v'chol ishi v'yotze, v'arei ishte gmur l'chodom, u'mishitkonis l'chupo nikres nisuo, avon kishaloi nivalo, v'yuhu shetiruyo l'bilo. He doesn't say because Yichud is Osa. Yichud is Osa, so in Rabbonot. So Midrash says, there could be Nisuin in an Ido. And the Rambam Shite Midrash Nisuin is not if it's in an Ido. Avo Moiso Nido, Avo Pishen Nichmes Lechupo, Vinisiach Edimo. So he was able to Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehine says, it's good Nisuin. Moikom Ra Nisuin, Varei Ka'avuso Adai. So naturally, so the kasha against the Rambam is, so but the Rambam himself passed this in Gemara and Yevomes, like Rav, that Yesh Chupo Lipsuleis. Now in that Gemara of Yesh Chupo Lipsuleis, so now the Mishnah before, and that Yevomes says, Almonoi King of the Kusho Kutro King Heavy, Minoye Soye Hobitromo, Rabuensa Rapshime Marshall. So, in other words, according to Tanekame, so an Almonoi, if King Bodhi was Mikabish an Almonoi, or King Heavy was Mikabish in Kusho, and there was no Misui, just Kushi, so she becomes possible lechel b'tchum. Of course, it's only the rabbanon. With the rice, it's not shayach to say nivzum lechel b'tchum unless there was beer. Literally possible. But according to Rav Meir, so with the rabbanon, she becomes nivzum lechel b'tchum through the kedushin, b'psul. Not let's say almona b'tchum bolu or krusho b'tchum in heaven. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon machshir. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon say that it's mona. Nisamu nisgal shem namsuyi. Psuris, minoires and cheres. Minoires and cheres. Now, so even according to Tanakam, who says that Almono, that Almono leking godo minoires, so is no yeho mitrumo, but the moment she becomes misgarsho, she becomes an Almono minoires, so she's reserves of this of Yom, and she's Muteres Lachbit Chomo. Because it's only post, she's only Nifson with Rabbonon, so the Rabbonon will only pass them Lachbit Chomo if she's in medicine from Yisuri. But the moment she's in Skarsh of Neiresen, or in Salmon of Neiresen, and she's not in medicine to live with Yisuri, so then she's Muteres Lachbit Chomo. So now, when Yimore is a Machlech in Lachbit Zion days, Yesh Chopal Yisuri Yisuri, so Rashi explains it in regard to King Godu, Sheikh Nisalmono, Baskin, and Lechupo, Vilay Bola, Umikov and Amelie Kicho, after the Hochle Postle with Trumet Divinashe, the Hupo Kiknis as Bilodamie. So Rashi emphasized that the Machloke with the Rabbin Shmuel has reference to the case where King Godu was Kinis and Almono, Baskin, and Lechupo, and it wasn't preceded by Gush. So the question is, if he wasn't preceded by Gushin, so then there is nothing. So what is there? So she's not the Kadeshes. So why does Rav say that Yesh Chupo Lipsilis, if he came Godo, made a Chupo, had a Chupo with Almono Baskeyen, she becomes Asur Melech B'Trumo. She was not in Bulatim, so she's not even in Kosovo, and there was no Gushin. So, what was there? There was nothing, just a joke. I mean, just to put up a chuppah without a cushion, so what significance does it have? Why is Rashi forced to apply the Machlekes Rav Shmuel to the case where Mi'ikor Namo Lekicho? Why can't he say that Mi'ikor Lekicho? The answer is, if Mi'ikor Lekicho, so according to Tanekame, and we pass for like Tanekame, that Almono Lekin Godo, so, so Gal Chupo Mikan, she's Mikudeshes, be he said. So Mele, she's Asur Lechem B'Trumo. So why does Shmuel say, Ein Chupo Mikzuleis? Who is interested in the Chupo, whether the Chupo is Tefes or not? But there is Dushin, Dushin is certainly Tefes by Almono Lechem B'Trumo. So this is why Rashi was forced to apply it to the case of Mikor Namun Kicho. But one of them, because if Mikor Kicho, so according to Tanekame and we pass for Tanekame, she is already Asur Lechlut. So that's why Rashi applies it to the case of Mikor Namun Kicho. But then the question arises against Rashi, if Mikor Namun Kicho, so what is it? So there is nothing. Why should be Asur Lechlut for more? So Taisves, so the Rishi says, near the real reformers of the exact interest, the Pligo Behupa Belikesev, the Rabbi Shmuel Savra Kerabune, the Islegrish Dushin the Hupe Kene, the Komarab, the Reiche, the Konig Dushe, Hupo Bikashres, Pochaname Konig Psuis. They are different Dushikesev, that few of the Blaz of Rabshin and Doma the Dushikesev, Loy Pasle the Hupo, the Loy Pasle, that a few of the Blaz of Rabshin Dama the Dushikesev, Loy Pasle, the Hupo, the Trivo, the Bio, made it. The mill say, alright, so the Riyak says that according to Rashi, both Rav and Shmuel agree with Rav Gomez being Dushin. רבו נסס מדושי, זה תחופו כן, אי כן ביוז וסגוש, in other words, the tchupa is also king. In other words, the Mishnah says, who is your nickness, Bishloy Shabrochim, Bishloy Shabrochim, Kesef Tarobiyo, according to Rabbiyo, there is a fourth way how a Misho can become Kodeshes. For Chupa, he learns how the Kalachena, the Kalachena, the Tchupa is king, between as Gush. Some Mele, and Rav and Shmuel, as a matter of fact, the Rach, most Rishonim don't pass for like Rabbune. But the Rach is the one Rishon who passed for like Rabbune. The Tchupa is king. So the Mele, according to Rashi, the way Tesis explains Rashi, Rashi doesn't say it, but the way that he explains Rashi, so both Rav and Shmuel mention the Machlekes, Alim and Rav. The Tchupa is king. So Rav says, if he was Mikadosh al the Chupa, so then she becomes psuro, she becomes asuro melecho b'trumo. And if the God glory me boy yet on it and come to Ramea, who says that if she kesef, by almone, b'kin God by almone. So is asuser b'trumo, but if the God to Ramezan Rav Shimon, that Dushi Kesef of Dushi Shtar, in by King God of Galmono, does not pass away on the Lechubitrumo, but Kedushi Chupo, since it's more conducive to be a Chupo than Dushi Kesef, that does pass away on the Lechubitrumo. This is how the Ri explains the Shita of Rashi. Then the Tesves is Chirik and Rashi, the whole Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel is a little Rabbune when we do pass like Rabbune. I mean, so it's a day. Anyway, so Rabbi Tam, So the Rabbi Hitcher of the Tam, the Pirush HaKutnes, so the Rabbi Shmuel will go, no, he can't do anything about it. Unless we say that Rashi agrees with the Rach, that we do pass for like Rabbi Shmuel, that in itself is a day, because Rashi should have mentioned it. All right, so then Rabbi Tam, so he explains, the Ri and Rabbi Tam, they both apply the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, not as Rashi does, to chupe that was not preceded by Dushim, but they applied the Machlekes to a chupe that was preceded by Dushim. So why couldn't Rashi explain that the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel that way? So Rashi was forced to apply it to a chupe that was not preceded by Dushim. Because if the Machlekes between Rabbi and Shmuel as reference to a chupe that was preceded by Dushim, so according to the Kamed, the way we pass through, so Dushim itself passes up. Bitrumle. So why does Shmuel say a chupa mitzvah? So the Rabbi Tam and Rabbi say true that Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is reference to a chupa that was preceded by Gushi. But then you ask if it was preceded by Gushi. So we pass for a little kamer that the Gushi itself passed the lach mitzvah. But the Mishnah concludes that if we call it a kamer that the Gushi by our monarchy King God so passes her in Trumo, so it's only as long as she wasn't Miss Garsha Meyers. But the moment she was Miss Garsha Meyers, the moment she was Miss Avila Meyers, so then she becomes Muteres Lechel Bitrumas. She's Chizeres Elisavio, and she's Muteres Lechel Bitrume. So that's only if there was just Gush. But suppose Almonali King Godu was Mikabish, Ibaske, and then he was Nasir. And there was no beer. And then she became an almone in Nansui. But she became an almone, or she was Miss Garsha in Nansui prior to beer. So then she will not be Chazaras of Yisrael. So that's the machleket between Rav and Shmuel. Suppose a king God was Mikadosh an almone. And then he made Chupo an almone. And then, but there was no beer. And then she became Almone, or he was Migalish before beer. So Rav says, Yesh Chupo Luxuris. So she's not Chazeres L'Bisavio because of the Chupo. Because even though she's Asurotein, still Chupo is Teifes, Nisurim is Teifes in a Nisha Asur. And Shmuel says, no, since she's Asurotein, so the Nisurim is not Teifes in a Nisha that is Asur to the husband, the Dushi is Teifes. ihnen nicht oder die das Sorge als Mann. Der Sohn des Schiffs nach Heilung Christus. But Chayolav is it is. But the sin is not a face of Chayolav. In a nisho that he does so to him. So since it's not a face, so she has the same status as an Arusso she is Salmolo, an Arusso she is Garsho, Arusso she is Salmolo, Arusso she is Garsho. So the Mishnah says that Tanakami is made it, that the moment she is in Salmolo, she is Garsho, she is Chizaz of Isavio, she is Muteres of Asbetum. This is the machlokes between Rashi and Tesfes. In regard to the Gemara, the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, whether Yesh Chukal Yitzulis or not. Now let's see how the Rambam passes. The Rambam passes here like Rav. So that's the kasha that is presented against the Rambam. So he passes that even Almon with King Godot, where she is always, she'll always remain as Surah B'Beer. Always. So never be Mutaris. So the Surah State is Al-Haskabu Rechamo Nidon, which is only, she's as Surah only temporarily. The moment she'll become Tehero, so she'll be with Teres to him. So certainly she should be, the swing should be Teres, but vis-a-vis Nido, the Shidas Rambam, that the swing is nothing. That's the kasha that all the Nesikeli raise against the Rambam. Let's see how the Rambam passes this thing. Verzaimel chesprume saloche chavala. Kahane salmono, shenisar soe kingobu, oi rusho mitin hedye, hoyo behem mishamris libi obsulo, shalteiro arilu lechi. That's the machloke between Remeya and Tanikami, and Rebbe the Rebshime, and the Rambam Pastas like Remeya, like Tanikami. Vichei, now, he mentions the machloke between Rav and Shmuel. Vichei, im nichtisu lechupo, בירוי אירסי, אינו מייחלס, שהחופו פויסלוסו מלאך. That's the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and the pastors like Rav. So how does he explain it? How does the Rambam explain the more, not like Ri and Rav Netan? Because the Ri and Rav Netan apply the machlekes to chupo la'achat ibush. And in case she was misalmano. So, but the Rambam says, V'chein nichnisu l'chupo b'loyers. So it's like Rashi. But Teisve says, according to Rashi, both Rav and Shmuel agree with Rav Neshite. But we couldn't say it in the Rambam, because the Rambam passes explicitly in Yochasishes that chupo is not in it. So the question is, so how can we say, V'chein nichnisu l'chupo b'loyers, eino neichleis, she'achupo poislosom milach. It's the Rav Sumitra, Isra. A chupo, so what is there? So what is the chupo? So it's a joke. The chupo. Without pushing, since chupo is not Kene, so chupo has no meaning. So why should she become psuo milecha before? That's very difficult. So that Rambam itself is very difficult. I think that we can understand this Rambam by taking notice of another Rambam in Hilchos Melachim. Rambam says in the Dalim of the Lochi, Haloch Dalit, Vichim Rikiach in Kogu Yisrael, Noshim Upilakshi, Noshim Biksuv of Kedushin, Upilakshi, the Lakshim of Loyush. Now there are two years Soyes in the Morris and Heaven. All the Rishim, except for Rashi and Chumash, have the girl say, my Noshim, my Pilakshi, the Morris and Sanhedrin. So the Morris says, that for Paul and Sanhedrin, Omar Abu Gamarab, נושים ויקסובים וקידושים, פילאצ'ים ולא יקסובים ולא יקדושים. That's the gear of the Bible version. In the Old Test, except Rashi in Chumash, in Chayisor, so Rashi mentions a different verse. He says, Noshim v'ksuvo u'v'kidushim, and Pilachim v'kidushim v'lo iksuvo. So, Kishpul iksuvo, so she's a real. So it's Nahuso, so she's his wife. I mean, what does it mean, I mean, v'lo iksuvo? Well, there is a machleket between Tanekamim, Rapshit Rabbonim, Rapshim Gamliel, but Rapshim is in Chayisor, Ksuvim Rabbonim. Now, Kabnetam passes like Rapshim Gamliel, that Ksuvim is in Chayisor. But most Shem Paschal like the Rabbonon, so Ksuvi is Midrabbonon. So the whole Ksuvi is Midrabbonon, so what's the difference between Noshim and Tulachim? So we have to say that according to Rashi's Gilsing, Chayisor, that Noshim be Ksuvo Ugdushim, and Tulachim be Gdushim be Loiksuvo, it doesn't mean just Ksuvo. But Ksuvo is expressive, is descriptive of all the obligations that the husband he owes to a wife that is Nisua. So, Gdushin, Biloi Ksuvo means without Nisua. That's what it means. Noshin, Biksuvo, Gdushin, Uksuvo, Eresn, and Nisua. Pilakshin, Bigdushin, Biloi Ksuvo, just Eresn. No Nisua. That's a contrast. But the Rambam's girl says, my Pilakshin, Biloi Ksuvo, Biloi Gdushin. Upilakshin, Biloi Ksuvo, Biloi Gdushin, Elo Biyichud Bilvat. Kenei so, umuteresen, avo hegye, osa bepilegesh, elo bomo ubrio bulmada hegye. So the Rambam says that the pilegesh is a soul hegye, it's muteres l'nau, it's muteres l'nau. Now then there is another Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says, in Perikalot Bechasishis Aloch Adalet, Kid Matinteiro, Hoyodon Piri Aisha Bishuk, Nimrozo Hui Bihi, Nesin Ischoro Beil Isalim Aderach Veirich, Vizui Anichot Deisho, Mishenitno Ateiro Nesla Adesho, Shenema Vizir Deisho Bnei Sisroel. That's in the last Shabbat 7. Mifiko Koladei Aisha Mishenitnus, Beloi Kiddushin, Rekem Nateiro, Mishibol Deisho. So, Kosova Raime, Eim Deisho Mizemenes, ויהי המוכרת לכל אודו, אבו המייחדס עצמו לאיש אחד, אין בו לא ימלכס ולאיס עליו, ויהי הפילגש הקסור בפוסק. הפוסק, alright. So the Rambam says, and the Rambam שיטה is, that כל עבי אלישו משנגיוס תלו לגושי, so it's חייב מלכס, on the score of the situation. And according to the Rambam, not that care, if he is bail, he moves who is Mufkeres Lakeir, is Chayv Malkes. Even if she is not a Mufkeres, as long as it's L'Shem Zuz, is Chayv Malkes. The Sheet of the Raimed is, when is the Malkes on the score of the Seer Deisho, only when he is born on a Mufkeres, that is Mufkeres Lakeir. But if she is not Mufkeres Lakeir, is just Beir L'Shem Zuz, so there is no Malkes. The Sheet of the Ramban is even more than Raivet. Because the whole apocalypse is called Raivet, if someone is born on Mufkeres, so then he's Chayv Malkes. The Sheet of the Ramban is that Siyek Deisho has reference to a woman in whom Gdushin is not Ifes altogether. Let's say Boal HaShifro or Boal HaNochis. So then he's Chayv Malkes because of Siyek Deisho. As Unkeles translates, we see in Deisho that an Israel should not marry a sheep, should not marry a sheep. Masheike, Pono Abola Pnuyo, even if the Pnuyo is a Mufkeres, so even if the Pnuyo is Mufkeres, as long as she is a woman in whom Gdushin can be Deifes, so it doesn't come within the law of the Sea Deisho. But Ramban is also made it, that Pono Abola Pnuyo, Shinsnu, involves in Sen Raisi. But not Malkes, not the law of the Siyek Deisho, the law, the Yisya of Kimolo Oredzin. Kimolo Oredzin. Now, so that is the Shiras Rambam. Rabbi Liene in Shari Tshuve, so he says that if Pono is Boal HaPnuyo, if Pono is Boal HaPnuyo, so without Dushin, So he's able to see a creature and he's high of motives on the score of we see a creature. Then Rabbi Yehuda mentions another Chiddush that the Rambam doesn't say. But I don't think that the Rambam will agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, not only if Ponu is Bala Priyo, their Hakroi, let's say, Rishim Znus, is higher notice. But even if somebody takes a pillage, what is a pillage? Pillage, the Rambam says, V'yichud Bovar. That means a common law wife. In other words, suppose someone marries a woman in court, civil marriage. So that's a Gilegish, a common law wife. He lives with her as husband and wife. But there was no Gdush. There was no Gdush. So if he had it, a Melech is Muta Gilegish, special Allah. But a Hedyet, according to Rami Yehuda in Shari Tshuva, if he marries a Gilegish, he's high mortis. The Rambam doesn't say that if somebody, if a Hedyet marries a Pelegesh, so it's high mortis. The Rambam says, in Yochas Mochim, Perdawet, Aloche Dawet, the Avra Hedyet also be Pelegesh. But it doesn't say that it's high mortis. The Rambam does say that if Ponu is Bola, Muyol is in Znus, but Pelegesh is not in Znus. Pelegesh means he came along wife, he got married in court without Gushin. So he lives with her as husband and wife, but without Gushin. So this smashma, that according to the Rambam, he will not be high mortis. But the Rambam still says, Avalahedyet, so he says, is the Osabi Pelegesh. So what kind of Nisa is it? It's not just a Nisa Rabban, it's a Nisa Raisa. So then the Rambam discusses in Perikale, Milchasishes, Halocha Adam. Kedemat Nteirel Yodin Pigeya Yisha Beshuk, אם רוצו הוא, ואיני ויסו איצו, מחפיסו איסי הווי איסי הווי אלו, בינו ובין עצמי, ותיאו לו לא אישו. כאילו שניתנו תאירו נצטב לישראל, שאיר צאויים של איסו אישו, ניתנו איסי תחילו בפני אלים, ורקים תיאו לו לא אישו, שנאמר כי ניקח איש אישו ובוא עליו, ולקיוחים אלו הם מצסס של תאירו הם, וביחד בשלוש הדבורים אלו הם אישו נכניס, בכסף ובשטר ובביה, בביה ובשטר מהתאירו, בכסף ובסייפ ונצטב ובסייפ ונצול פדרייזה, וליקוחן אלו הנקרואים דושנו ירסים בכל מוקים ואישו שניקניס ביחד מגימו דברים אלו יעמיד כוס מקדשת מרס. So the Rambam So what kind of a procedure was employed to kill the matter? That was a Pelegesh. That's the initiated by Nerea. What? How? Bulas Baal. So what does Bulas Baal mean? Bulas Baal, it's not a king and beer like Yidusha king. Bulas Baal means that if all Nerea decides to marry a woman as husband and wife, and he lives with her as husband and wife, so she becomes his wife. So that was Pelegesh. That was Pelegesh. So prior to Matan Torah, in Dinei Nereach, what Kiyan of Ishes was there? Pelachos. That was the Kiyan Ishes. That was the Kiyan Ishes. But Laha Matan Torah, so the Torah Asa. Why did the Torah Asa? In other words, now if somebody wants to marry civilly without Bishop, he has an Aveira. What Avera is it? It's an Avera Sese. Because the Torah says, Ki yikach ish isho ubora. So it doesn't mean that everyone is mechuyev to get married. There is no chiyuv to get married. But if he wants to marry a woman, he's mechuyev to marry al bidush. And suppose he marries a woman without bidush, so he's mevatel nesraise. And it's mashma, it's a nisaves also. It's both. First of all, there is a chiyuvese and a kiyumase, like tzitzes. So tzitzes, minatoro, one is not mechuyev to put on a talis with tzitzes. But if he puts on a beged without a compass, he's mechuyev to put in tzitzes. And if he puts on a beged of our compass without tzitzes, he's mevatel nesraise. If he does put in tzitzes, he's mekayem a mitzvah, he says a broche. The same thing is true of Sukkah. Kol Yimei, of Kol Yimei's Chag HaSukkah, Not the first night. The first night there is a mass. He has to eat because I was passing the Sukkot. But the other nights and the other days of Sukkot, it's no mass. He doesn't have to eat passing the Sukkot. He doesn't want to eat pass altogether. He can eat apples and vegetables in the house. But if he decides to eat pass, so then he's mechuyev to realize the achille of pass or anything that has a halishem kriyas, whether it's pass or a korot men reshenim, yayin has a halishem kriyas, or if he decides to sleep, so that certainly has a shem kriyas, a shem shel keva. So then he's mechuyev to realize that in the sukkah. And if he does it not in the sukkah, he's mevatel es l'raisa. So here too, if he marries a woman, b'teras pilakshus, not al b'kdushi, so he's eiver, he's mevatel neset raisa, and he's eiver neset raisa. But the love is not in there, unless he's podla bola tmiyo l'shem zuz, not his husband and wife, just l'shem zuz, then he's chayim ha'ones. Then he's chayim ha'ones. Now, so why does Rabbi Shita is that if somebody marries a Galegia, she's Chayav Malkus on the score of the Siyag Deisha. Why? Because it's also the Shemitz. So why does the Rambam Chelik on Rabbi Yehne? The answer is, just as before, Rambam Shita is, since we see that the Melech is Muta B'Kelegis, what does it mean? The Torah gave dispensation to the Melech, he can be Eivir and Isurim, Chassid Sholem. That the Torah should give a dispensation to the Melech, if it's Oser. So in the Melech, there is no dispensation to the Melech. So the reason is why a Melech is Muta B'Kelegis, because a Melech has Kiyoni Nishes. It's not just his mutter to take him a legesh, but he lives in sin, but the Torah gave him a heta to live in sin. It's a business, chas v'sholem. But, so, why is a melech mutter with a legesh? Because vis-a-vis a melech has kinyon yishas in the legesh. The raya that a melech has kinyon yishas in the legesh, that a melech has kinyon yishas in the legesh, is that there is a law of the Yalvin Yoshim. A Melech is not allowed to be Yalvin Yoshim, moreover Yitches. So the Shittes HaRambam is that the Tilak Shima also included in the Cheshbon Yitches. Voisit Locho, Koheino B'Koheino. So that means up to Yitches. So in other words, suppose he married 10 Yoshim, he's married to 8 Pilakshis. Altogether it's 18. And then he marries another woman, so the Melech is Chayav Malkus on the law of the Yavol Noshi. So that's a raya that he has a Kinyon Yishes in the Pilakish. Because if the Melech would have no Kinyon Yishes in the Pilakish, it would just be a head. It's inconceivable. But for argument's sake, if we were to assume that a Melech has no Kinyon Yishes in the Pilakish, and it's a bias news, but the Torah gave him a head. So then, how could they be included in the cheshbon of the Yavol Noshi? She's not his wife. So we see that the Melech has kinyon yishes in the Melech. Now, so even since the Melech has, that's why he's not in there, the law. So since the Melech has kinyon yishes in the Melech, so he had yet to come to the Rambam, also has kinyon yishes in the Melech. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rambam. Rabbi Yehuda shita is by Melech there is aloha to Legesh, and of course it doesn't mean chas v'sholem that the Torah allowed the Melech to be bo aznus chas v'sholem. So it means it's not a bo aznus because the Melech has kinyon yishes in the Legesh, only by Melech, but by Hedyet there is no zeres hakosuf of the Legesh. So a Hedyet has no kinyon yishes. If he has no kinyon yishes, so it's a regular ponovabo apnuyo. So it's Chayav Malkus, it's a bias loose. The Shittes HaRambam means no. In view of the fact that the Melech has kinyon yishes in the Legesh, so a Hedyet also has kinyon yishes in the Legesh. But why is a Hedyet also in the Legesh? Because of the essay of Kivika Cheshisho Bo. So he's Mechuyev, if he wants to marry a woman, so he's Mechuyev to marry Al-Bikdushi. and by Melech, so there is a special hetar that he can marry a woman in Shaloy al Gibush. But if just as a Melech has Kinyan in Shes Nipalagesh, so a Hediyet also has Kinyan in Shes Nipalagesh. As a matter of fact, it's mentioned in the Psukti and Shifti, Batisnol of the Lakshesh, when you get adultery. The question is, if a Hediyet has no Kinyan in Shes, so why does the Pasuk refer to it as Batisnol of, she betrayed him, she committed adultery, I mean, he's living with her, he's loose, and so she committed another act of snus. I mean, why is this act of snus any different than every living together with a husband, the Baal HaPelagesh? So the answer is that just as the Melech has Kinyan Ishes in the Pelagesh, Pelagesh means by definition, Kamalo one, like getting married in court. When he lives, he doesn't even have to get married in court. If he decides to live with a woman permanently, openly as husband and wife, so she's a Pelagesh, so she's his wife. So just as a Melech has Kinyan Ishes in the Pelagesh, a Hediyet also has Kinyan Ishes of the Pelagesh. But in Melech has a Hetar to marry and acquire Kinyan Ishes, even though it's Shaloy al Gibushin, a Hediyet does not have the Hetar. But in Bias Nus, it isn't. Midraisi, when it takes place, Midrabolon, it certainly will be a Bias Nus. But with Raisi, it will not be a Bias Nus. But it's still an Averes essay, according to Rambam. So, one second. So, we can return to the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos. When the Rambam says, in Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam says, Kahanes, v'cheini nirklisu l'chupo, b'loyeresi, in an eichel ishach, chupo pislasa melechel. So the question is, that's like Rashi, but the Rambam says according to Rashi, Rav Shmuel called Ravune. But the Rambam passes explicitly not like Ravune. So chupa without dushim, what is it? It's a joke. The answer is, what is chupa? How does the Rambam define chupa? The Rambam defines chupa. It has three ingredients. So he says, the achiyobi oiso miservesei v'yisyachidimo v'yafisenom. That's the definition of the Pelagesh, of the Kamalo wife. What does it mean? So, in the Ache Yobi, so it's a basic with Yisyachet Yimo, the Yafisen Olay. According to Rambam, Yisyachet Yimo is not just a Yichud for one moment. It means he sets her aside, he marries her as his wife, and he considers her as his wife openly and on a permanent basis. That's Pelagesh. He's miyachid. So, and how does the Rambam define in the Hilchos Melachim a Pelagesh that the Melech is allowed to take to marry? So, the Rambam says, oh, upilakshim b'leichsul yidushim, elo b'yichud b'lav. But the yichud doesn't mean the yichud for a moment. Let's say, he's miyachid with her and he tells her he wants to become her as a Pelagesh and then he forgets about her. That will not be a Pelagesh. B'yichud l'vav means he takes her as his wife, he takes her to his home, and he lives with her as husband and wife on a permanent basis, and not in a secretive manner. If he does it in a secretive manner, so that's not a Pelagesh, that's not his wife. So Memele, when the Rambam, so when the Rambam holds a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, whether Rish Chupa L'Psulis or Rech Chupa L'Psulis. So we ask the Kashe, how can it be Chupa, when she says Rambam is that even by Nide Nisui is not Kene, so it has come over Hamo, that by Nide was she is destined to be Muteres after a few days. So since at this moment she's assorted, it's not really be, so it's not even as like come with the hammer. I'm only like model, she's destined to be assorted. So certainly Nisui should be tapes, then so in Zenoch and Amet. Nisui Mamesh cannot be tapes in an issue that is not really be. That goes without saying. But here we are talking of the key initiates of Galactus. So the Shittas Rambam is that since A Melech has a king and Ishes of Pilatus. Now, what would be nothing? He has a king and Ishes. Now, of course, it goes without saying. Let's say regarding Melech. Melech certainly has a king and Ishes. Otherwise, he wouldn't be Buddha Mipilegesh. Suppose a Pilegesh of a Melech would commit adultery. Would it be Chayeves Nisei, or the one who is dishonored with her, would be Chayeves Nisei? Of course not. Shalinaf Ishes Ishes Reyo. So Prat Reishes Achirin. So that means that if Israel is dishonored with Reishes Nochri, so he's not Chayeves Nisei. Why? Because there is no Ishes of Dush, even though Bnei'ach also has a key in Ishes. Who has vowed, that's the Regesh. The answer is, in Israel is only Chayeves Nisei, if she's an Ishes, she's out the Dush. But if the husband has a key in Ishes, but it's not a key in Ishes of Dush, there is no Chayeves Nisei. But, if in Israel is born, our Ishes Goy, so all the Hashem is saying, in Zeira Be'ese, of the positive branches. Is that from the So we go back the So this says in Dushin, if Israel is born, Alishis Acheri, Alishis Goyim. So he's not even the law of Lesino, because the law of Lesino applies to Alishis Al-Dushin. And by Bneach there is no Dushin. But he's either the essay or we go back the Ishte, Lubishis Chavera. So in other words, the Isar of the Ishtev of the Ishes Chavere applies to every kind of Kiyanishes, not that Kiyanishes Al-Dushin. So let's say, if somebody will be both Al-Ishe Al-Pilegesh Belech, so we have the Isar of the Ishtev of the Ishes Chavere. And according to the Rambam, not only Pilegesh Belech, even the Pilegesh of the Hedek, he's not allowed, he's either an Ese, an Isar Ese. But a king and Ishes, just the Melech has a king and Ishes, so a Hedek also has a king and Ishes. So maybe if somebody will be Mizane, or she herself will be Mizane, it will not be just his noose like Akon Abel Akhuni, it will be more than that. It will involve the Isar of the Ishtay Volibesh's Havere. So maybe the Rambam says that if she comes, Psuam Lechem Yitromo. So maybe there is no Kashi that we ask against the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that by Kedushin, I mean, so is not if it's not really be, for the Rambam himself passes that Chupin stay things by our Mother King God, and there is certainly not really be on a permanent basis, by Nidhi it's only on a temporary basis. The answer is, real Nisuyin is not a things by our Mother King God either, but there the Rambam says the Lord Kedushin, so it couldn't be real Nisuyin. So what does it mean, chupe? Beloy Dushi. That means plakshus. Plakshus is also a king ishes. Even by Hediyat, even though he's not allowed, it's a diese of king ikatish isha ubolo. But the king and ishes he has. So maybe if an Almono, a king god, married, if a king god married an Almono civilly without Dushi, and there was no diese, she becomes psulo, milachotitron. Because he has a king and ishes. So he says, Iker Yahweh Mehoche, Yehupa Nihon, if she feels an evil in Bola, so he's Yahweh, I'm in the common, do Yoshim and Noshim, Yishim and Noshim, Lava Shkupri, whom she walk in my own Zayas. Dimi said the Hupa Lava Nihon, Lomon of my own Zayas, Lachazo and Suin, Ufizay Machis is a cow of the Hupa Shetitor. That's the sheet of Hamdin, but that's not the sheet of the Ramon. Hamdin sheet is that Nisuin is David in the Hupa. But chupo is yichud. So memele lechatchile you cannot really say a nido, because it's also because yichud with a nido prior to Bilas Mitzvah is also מה שאם כן לכל זה רמב״ם, it's a special halacha that if the chuppah is not royal revere, if it's not conducive at the moment of the Nisuin revere, so then Nisuin is not Avis. Nisuin is not Avis. All right. Right, so we'll leave it here. Now, for next time, for Friday, so we have to go over the whole round up to the Yehudi Torah way, and then we'll have to proceed with the Gemara. Or patient is